Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
All right, time for a sports wrap. His name, the man, Mark Wilson. It is sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircut in Detroit. Go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Meyer.
All the biggies are off tonight. Tigers are in San Diego at San Diego after the extra inning split with the Dodgers. Start the weekend series with the Padres at Petco tomorrow night. Rick Porcello versus Andrew Kashner. Padres are 2-6 as they get ready for the Tigers. And it's requisite to do this since we don't see the Padres very much. You stay classy, San Diego. Playoff-bound Wings have their final regular season home game tomorrow against Carolina. Pistons will be at Chicago tomorrow. This death knell of an NBA season is almost finished here in Detroit. Local scores first on Sports Night with Parker the Man, presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Masters Golf, round one has just gone into the books. Everybody has completed their work at Augusta National. Bill Haas, 4-under par 68, former tour champion.
He used to be on Bonanza, wasn't he?
Bill Haas?
Oh, that was Haas.
Haas. That's right. You're thinking of Dan Blocker as Haas on a TV theme song Thursday. Very good, Rob Parker. Haas has a one-shot lead on defending champion Adam Scott, Louis Oosthuizen, and Bubba Watson. Bubba shoots 3-under par 69. There's six at minus two, including Kevin Stadler. His father, Craig Stadler, the walrus, Cuckoo Ka-Choo, shot an 82 today. So the son did a little better than the father. Freddie Couples, age 54, shoots a 1-under par 71, so he stays in the hunt big time. And Rory McIlroy, also a 71. Phil, 4-over, not a good day for Phil. Tom Watson, plus 6, shoots a 78. As we mentioned earlier, Ben Crenshaw, an 11-over par 83. Those former champions who get to play for the rest of their lives.
So Ben Crenshaw shot his age today.
Pretty much shot Carl Jackson's age, according to you, where you talk. But not a good day for Mickelson. NBA tonight, one game about to get started, San Antonio at Dallas, Denver at Golden State later. NHL Thursday, Sabres and Rangers, no score in the first. Nothing for the Wings to worry about, not except playoff positioning. They're in the postseason. Caps and Hurricanes, 1-0 Washington in the first. And other games will start a little bit later. College hockey, Frozen Four in Philadelphia. Semifinals, they are almost done with the first game, third period. In Philly, Union College leads Boston College and coach Jerry York 4-3. That's in the third. Union could make it to the championship game. Little Union College from Schenectady, New York, in the College Hockey National Championship if they can hang on against the Eagles. North Dakota and Minnesota will start at 8:30. Baseball Thursday, American League. The A's sweep the series in Minnesota, winning 6-1 today. Boston and the Yankees are underway. Always a big rivalry series when the Yankees and Red Sox meet. First time this season. No score second inning. That's at Yankee Stadium. Houston, Toronto, no score second. National League, Pedro Alvarez's homer in a 5-run seventh gives the Pirates a 5-4 win at Wrigley over the Cubs. Steven Strasburg, first win of the year. The Nationals beat Miami 7-1. Philadelphia leads Milwaukee in the second, 1-0 on a Marlon Byrd homer. Mets over Atlanta, 1-0 in the first. And later tonight, the Giants and the D-backs in San Francisco. NASCAR's in Darlington for the Southern 500, qualifying tomorrow evening with the race on Saturday night. And the weigh-in for the Pacquiao-Bradley rematch for Bradley's WBO welterweight championship belt will be Friday evening tomorrow, just past 6 p.m. in Las Vegas. Pacquiao has been announced getting $20 million for this number two fight with Bradley. Bradley, of course, won the first one in a controversial decision back in 2012. The fight is Saturday night at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. And that is your sports wrap brought to you by Sporty Cuts.
Love.
Exciting and new.
Oh, stop. What are you doing? Like a Sinatra version?
Come aboard.
Come aboard.
Come aboard.
We have penicillin for you.
I'm Tony Bennett. This is Jack Jones. Jack Jones sings love songs. Right? Jack Jones.
Life's sweetest reward.
Who remembers the Love Boat in that room?
Let it flow.
You do.
It floats back to you.
The Love Boat.
The way cruise lines have gone now, you know what else floats back to you?
Yeah. Not really good.
It's a whole different thing with the lyrics.
Have you been to cruise? You've been on a few cruises, right?
I have been on some shorter cruises.
Mark, if you'd like to eat and like to be close with a soft one, beautiful.
I know.
Love a cruise.
Aren't you getting a little freaked out by what's going on with the cruise?
Yeah, it's not good.
What did I just see? They were making fun of one of the cruise lines or something. Is it SNL?
Probably.
They were making fun of something. Some of the ice cream.
All right, 248. 848-1130. It is a TV theme song Thursday on Sports Night with Parker the Man, Rob Park, along with the man Mark Wilson.
And you had this day last night, too. You know, Castellanos, his first major league home run.
That was a blast,
shot
too.
To center. Blast. Tyler Collins had his first two major league hits. Got two of them last night. Aníbal Sánchez on an RBI double in the game.
He hit that ball hard, too.
Hey, you talked about the starting pitching all the time anyhow, but Sánchez and Smiley went 8 innings, 1 earned run, and 9 strikeouts.
Well, you're supposed to win that game, and they did win, but not the way that it went down.
Well, V-Mart had the clutch solo homer in the 10th. He went 3-for-3, but dead arm Nathan. I'm sorry, if you say it and you put your name out there, Joe, with the words dead arm, you're just waiting in the weeds for someone to call you that. You had a 6-3 lead. I thought we were done, except for my little bit of trepidation, because he doesn't look right. He doesn't even have this fierce, you know, when Nathan would face the Tigers when he was at Minnesota or even at Texas, he had this kind of bulldog mentality, this swagger on the mound. He has not shown that 1 minute since he's taken the hill, even in spring training.
I agree. I think, but he knows that he's not right, and that's the issue.
Do you think he's trying to get away with, like, I just signed for $10
million?
No,
I don't think that.
Well, then he's got to shut himself down.
I agree. I don't understand why the Tigers would run him out there when he's telling everybody my arm's not right.
Because he says he needs to work through it. That's weird to me. So until further notice, and here's Dead Arm's line for the night. 1 inning, 3 hits, 3 runs, 2 walks. He did have a strikeout, and he gave up a homer, a bomb to Adrian Gonzalez. And for that, he got a victory. And real quick on this, I've always said baseball – you got to find, I know you can't, I get it, but here's a guy who gives up 3 runs, he forces the game to go to 10, the Tigers get that run in the 10th, and then the guys come in and finish the job, and Nathan is the pitcher of record, he gets the win. I think it's a mistake. I think they got to change that. I've always said it for years, it won't happen, but he's 2-0, and I got news for you, I said this in the Twitter today.
Those are the 2 blown saves.
It is never a good thing for closers to get victories. Very rarely should a closer ever have a victory because it means, unless they came in when the game was tied, it usually means they gave up the lead and they were in there and they scored in the 10th, just like you saw last night.
Right. Normally that's how it goes down.
Normally.
It's not good.
All right. So look, Jamie's coming up. Let's do that. You want to take her now?
No. We were supposed to.
We could do that right now. What do you want to do? Okay, let's do that. Let's do it right now.
I just didn't want you to say her name yet.
You don't know
who we're teasing.
Oh, come on. Like you don't know who it is.
All right, well.
You've only been on with her since she, all right, it's not, it's Jimmy.
Is that what you said, Jimmy?
It's Jimmy.
I said we go to bed with her every Sunday night, so it's Jimmy now?
It's a female Jimmy.
All right, 248.
It's Joni.
848-1130.
Like Chachi.
Coming up next, yes, she is a person we all know, and we all hang out with late at night on Sunday nights. How's that?
Sports Night with Parker and Mandy. Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
One hint, the worst is yet to come.
TV theme song Thursday. I have no idea what this is. Oh, Charles in Charge. Scott Baio.
It's kind of weird. It's like
Nicole Eggert.
You know, it's like I want Charles in charge of me.
You think that would be today's version of that?
No, I don't know about
any
that.
Any man in charge of any female?
See, listen, I want Charles in charge.
I want Charles in charge of me. Charles in charge. And this song is so weird.
All right, come on. Enough with the Charles in charge.
All right, it is Sports Night with Parker and the Man, 248-848-1130.
You want me to hit the thing?
Yes, do it.
Gary, I'm going to hit the thing.
Every Thursday at this time, we'll have a special guest. And there you go. Go ahead.
Huh? Jamie?
Hello.
It's Jamie Edmonds from Sports Final Edition every Sunday night on Local 4 at 11:35. My broadcast partner, welcome to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Well, thanks so much. It's nice to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
You know, before you do anything, can I just tell Jamie Edmonds that her and I had the same job, and I had it twice?
Really?
Yes. Tim Stout and I went from Channel 6. I don't want to tell you what year was, Jamie, but I was with him at Channel 6 before he went to Channel 10.
Okay.
And then I went back later after I was in Miami for a few years and actually went back with Tim Stout. I don't do a good Tim. Do you do a good Tim?
No, Jason Colthorpe has that locked up.
Jason Colthorpe does it. Ben Holden does a great Tim. And Dan Gutowski, our boy Dan Gutowski, does an unbelievable Tim Stout impersonation. He's the dean of Michigan sports out there in Lansing. But Jamie and I had the same gig.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So,
that's
Jamie,
cool.
is this really your first time on the radio? Be honest.
With you guys? Yes.
Oh, I thought in general.
No, the dean actually called me a couple times.
Okay, very
nice.
Yeah,
see, Tim Stout has a radio show in Lansing.
Okay, no, I didn't know that. Okay, very good. All right, well, we know that hockey is your passion and your love. Let's talk about the Wings, 23 years in a row in the playoffs. I mean, on one hand, I think, okay, that's pretty cool. On the other hand, more than half the league makes the playoffs, and I'm not trying to poo-poo it or discount it. But what does that mean? What does that streak mean?
To me, I think it's, you know, one of the longest active playoff streaks around. I think it's awesome. I think it's cool. I think I'm secretly Canadian because you're right. I love hockey. And I just think the NHL playoffs are the greatest playoffs around. Just what these guys have to go through, how long they are. To me, it's the greatest.
Well, and you know, look, 23 years speaks for itself. Look, I said it to Rob the other day, Jamie. I said that, you know, you can – Mike Babcock's won a Stanley Cup here, and I still think in many ways what he's done this season might be his best actual coaching job of his decade tenure here in Detroit.
Oh, I totally agree. Because some other teams he's gotten, you know, he had the superstars and he just rolled with them. This year, he didn't have his superstars. Pavel Datsyuk, Henrik Zetterberg, they go down. They're, like, fluctuating. Are they going to make the playoffs or not? And then all of a sudden these kids come in, and they're going to definitely make the playoffs this time. So I think, yeah, maybe he should win the award.
Well, no, and let me follow up with that because, you know, you look and you say anybody can win with 9 Hall of Famers or
exactly.
6 Hall of Famers that he's had in the past or that Scotty had in
Go
the past.
Go ask Bobby Cox if that's true.
Well, that's why he failed at that regard until just the one World Series. And Babcock did win a Stanley Cup, and he's been to a second one. But it's another thing to win with Grand Rapids, and it's another thing to win with an AHL-type caliber team in many aspects, like you say, when Hank and Pavel are out. So that, to me, puts him at a different level that I've never seen Babcock at before.
Right. Well, I totally agree. And it wasn't just Pavel and Hank, you know. Like, we haven't seen Steven Weiss all season.
Right.
An Abdelkader went down. Todd Bertuzzi. Pretty sure they were the second team in man games lost this year.
Mm-hmm.
And to bring them to this point again, and now they're kind of the dark horse. They're gelling at the right time. I think the Eastern Conference would be worried.
All right, we're joined by Jamie Edmonds, sports weekend sports anchor and host of Sports Final Edition, Detroit's number one Sunday night sports show.
You're on there sometimes
that.
With her.
Yeah, once in a while. She might drag me in every so often.
I don't watch for you, though. I watch for Jamie.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Rob, are you dressed to the nines today since you can watch this online?
No.
Jamie?
Sweatshirt. You know.
The way he dresses with you on 4,
Julia.
Even though we have the webcam stuff here in the web stream, he's an absolute bum.
Compared to that. But Jamie, talking about the Wings and, of course, 23 years in a row and everything, and Mike Babcock and all the credit everybody wants to give him, I have to admit, and I wonder where you fall on this. Last year was a choke job. I don't care. I know that they snuck it. They snuck in the playoffs. They were up 3-1 against Chicago, and they choked it down. I mean, they couldn't close it out and go to the Western Conference Finals. Am I wrong?
No. Yeah, you're wrong, because here's why. They took down the Anaheim Ducks when they weren't supposed to, and they weren't even supposed to be able to play with the Chicago Blackhawks, and they were up 3-1. I get what you're saying. Just one more game, they could have won it. But the fourth game's the hardest, and it just, to me, felt like water was leveling. The better team won that series, but to get them to that point, I thought they had a great season last year.
See, the thing I have
is... I like that line, though. The water was leveling.
No, I get that. But, see, I always... Things change as you're in a playoff series. If you told me before, I agree. They shouldn't beat Chicago. I get it, right? But
right.
once you're up 3-1 and you still have a home game in Detroit, you don't have to win all the games. Oh, you got one more game at home to win, and they couldn't get it done. And I thought they choked to lose three straight, including one at home where they could have put it away. And this year, to me, will be very interesting as well. Now, if they get in the playoffs and get knocked out in the first round or something, I think it'll be disappointing, to be honest.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe you're just more negative than
What? What are you calling me? A negative Nelly? Is that it?
That's negative Nancy. How about that?
Yeah, negative Nancy.
Negative. I think if they get to the playoffs and get knocked out in the first round, yeah, it would be disappointing. But with the season they had with these injuries, I'd still be pretty happy with it.
Well, and Jamie, look, they're going to play either Boston or Pittsburgh here. I mean, they're going to be a far, you know, even though they got the 91 points, they're going to be a far down underdog in this thing. But I think the problem is, the L.A. Kings set a bar by being an eighth seed to win a Stanley Cup, and that's the big. And it's too recent to think that, well, the Wings could have done something similar to L.A., but they didn't. And so they're comparing right. last year's Wings to those Kings.
I just think when you're up 3-1 and have a chance to win, I just change my expectations once you get in that position. And it was
right.
there for the Wings, and they didn't get it done. And they didn't play well over the last three games. And, yes, was Chicago big better? Yes. But that's where upsets come in. That's why we play the games. That's why it would have been a memorable series had they been able to get to the Western Conference Finals. And this year, I give them credit for rallying again late in the season to be able to even make it into the playoffs, because it didn't look that way 3 weeks ago, am I right? It didn't look like they were even going to make it.
No, it sure didn't. After the Olympics, it's been quite a ride, with especially Nyquist. He's been on fire. This kid's taken them to the playoffs basically on his back.
Hey, Jamie, I want to get away from hockey for a second, because Dominic and Sue, this thing to me has gotten to a point where I don't even know what should end is up. I mean, Sue spends time in Vegas. He's going to probably go to the fight Saturday night, Pacquiao fight. He doesn't come to the voluntary thing, and then Jim Caldwell makes a deal about it. Where do you stand on Dominic and Sue in terms of, do you believe he will be a Lion long term, or do you believe he'll be getting the heck out of Dodge?
Well, let's just be clear, and Dominican and I don't text, we don't call, but from what I can tell, it seems to me like he doesn't want to be in Detroit. He's checked out.
Checked
if you don't
out.
Come to that voluntary, you know, workout, if you don't have an agent for 3 weeks or so when this team needs you to make a deal, I feel like he's out.
That's pretty substantial. He's out. He's checked out.
Is he in or is he out? Pat Riley always asked that question.
I love Jamie. Just said, he's checked out. Like, it's the Bobby
doesn't
Valentine thing.
Doesn't it feel like that to you?
Well, you know what? There's been buzz, and I told you this. We've reported on Clubhouse Confidential just about the buzz. People around him, his family, said as soon as he has a chance to get out of here, he's out. He feels like he's always the bad guy, and he didn't like the treatment that he got after he did the Mexican hat dance on a Green Bay Packer and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, there's a part of me that just believes that when the time comes, he's out. And I kind of agree with you from that standpoint. Now, I'll disagree, and we're going to talk about this later in the show, about the voluntary thing, because, you know what? Don't call it voluntary if you're mad when people don't show up. I don't even get it. It's voluntary, Jamie.
Yeah, I get that.
You know what I mean?
Voluntary means I can come if I want
exactly.
to.
Exactly.
The fact that he did not want to, I think, says something.
Yep, but
hey, Jamie, I don't want to say that, you know, Dominic Sue doesn't like to think of himself as like an NFL you know, student of the game. I don't want to say that he doesn't know much about the league, but he is hoping to play for the Portland franchise.
Okay.
Whatever franchise that is.
That they don't have All a right. They don't have a team in Portland?
They don't have a team in Portland yet.
What am I going to do? Where am I going to go?
Well,
I didn't know where you're going with that one.
Yeah, that's another one. But Jamie, anything special we should look forward to on Sports Final Edition this Sunday night?
Yes, actually, he's I guess not a newcomer anymore, but I sat down with Clover Quinn. Before I left out of town, and he talks about Jim Caldwell. He talks about being in Detroit, and he specifically says verbatim, Lions fans, believe it if you want, that there's a different sort of feeling amongst the guys this season.
Oh, boy. Here we
GQ,
go.
GQ, baby.
Oh,
GQ.
Geez. Really? How many times, Jamie, you know how many times we've heard that story?
I know. I've said that. You know, SOL, same old Lions. He's like, well, you know, he doesn't believe it with, you know, his partner coming in Hedibo. Which I'm going to practice that name over the course
Ehedibo.
Yeah. That guy coming in, you know, they got Golden Tate. I just feel like he's excited about it, and you decide if you are too when you hear him in sports.
Hey, Jamie, when Dre Bly got here And Dre Bly had been in with a Super Bowl team in St. Louis.
And we told everybody, oh, this is different. Oh, this is. We heard all of that, and we just said, Dre, we've been here a long time.
When Benny Blades got here back in the 90s, he told me, you watch what happens.
Right. Oh, different. Oh,
the Miami guys are in
town. The culture's different. The club, the locker room's different.
Ryan McNeil with Bobby Ross.
We've heard it all. But anyway, we do understand that we will be watching Sports Final Edition Sunday night, 11:35 on Local 4, and Jamie Edmonds will be here every Thursday at this time.
Jamie, I love having you on. I think it's great.
Yeah, I'll have to meet you in person, Mark. Nice talking to
you. Yes, and we'll trade Tim Stout's story.
And I still owe her lunch, so we're going to get that squared away.
Oh, Rob, you owed me lunch since I got here.
I know.
He is such a mooch.
I'm not going to go
to TGI Fridays. We're going to go somewhere nice.
We'll go somewhere else. That was
Boodles?
A choice. Yeah, we could go to Boodles. That's
Take
a good
to
place.
Boodles.
All right, Jamie, well, know what?
NBC you later.
NBC you later. There
Bye,
you
Jamie.
Go.
See you later.
Bye.
All right, there's Jamie Edmonds. That's good. Huh? Look at the guys. They're riveted. Look at them. Look at the minions. They're streaming minions. They're riveted.
Wow.
Yes, twice I worked with Tim, and she worked with Tim at WILX, too. In fact, if you don't know her history, she worked at ILX, and I think she worked up at EYI up there in the Saginaw, Clio, Bay City, Midland, Flint region, and then made her way down to Detroit. So she's been in Michigan quite a bit of time. She's pure Michigan, man, even though she's from, what, Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Grew up in Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh.
And, of course, it might be Pittsburgh in the wings. Yeah, could be your first round matchup. All right, coming up 8 o'clock hour, we've got another special guest coming up, too.
Yep. Quentin Hines. There's a new football league about to start. There's some trials coming up. We'll talk to him in the 8 o'clock
and
hour.
And find out who Quentin Hines is, if you don't know.
Yes. And also, we're going to talk about Sue. And Sue not showing up and players kind of backing him and not bashing him. But there were some comments from Jim Caldwell today about Sue not being there for the voluntary workout. So we'll do that, and we'll get you caught up with a sports wrap, plus our very special guest. So a busy 8 o'clock hour. You know what, Mark? I think you want to stick and stay on Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
All right, but first, Rob Parker, before we get to that, it is time for On This Day, 30 years ago, brought to you by Comerica Bank, as we look back at the Detroit Tigers' run to the World Series 30 years ago this year. Tigers' home opener for the 1984 season, after spending the first week on the road, Texas, the opponent, with Dave Stewart on the mound versus Dan Petrie. After all the pregame ceremonies with Mayor Coleman Young and Governor Jim Blanchard, the Rangers got to peaches in the very first inning. Wait till you hear this. A two-out RBI single by Larry Parrish drove in Buddy Bell. Both would be future Tiger managers, and it was 1-0 Texas. But in the bottom half of the first, Darrell Evans tripled that total with a three-run homer off Stewart. It was all Petrie would need. He allowed only two more hits, both to Gary Ward, and the Tigers won the home opener 5-1. Petrie pitched a complete game, striking out 7 for already his second victory of the young season. Tigers were 6-0, and it happened in front of 51,238 Chili, but happy Tiger fans who still didn't know what was on the horizon yet. 30 years ago today, on that road to the 1984 World Series Championship, we're looking back all season long, presented to you by Comerica Bank. Next up, Sports Wrap, Sports Night with Parker the Man. 8 o'clock hour, Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.